Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Guy Summers, and we're going to be talking about an event coming up. Good morning to you, Guy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Guy, you are just a very musical person, mainly guitar. We're going to talk a little more about that. But first we want to talk about the event this Sunday.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
We are the featured artists, my family and friends, who are comprised of students. And the feature is for the Patty Hannon Concert at the United Church of Christ. They have a scholarship to memorialize Patty Hannon. And she lived 1932 to 1950 and loved music. Unfortunately, she had a very tragic ending to her life, and her parents wanted to memorialize her love for music, and they did that by offering a scholarship to the church. And so they bring in an artist every year who also loves music, and that's the way they're able to share that gift of God
with many, many people. And I see this is the 30th annual, so if you added up all of the people who've attended and know about Patty Hannon, the numbers would be great numbers. So let's talk about it. You and your family and friends are going to be the artists this year. What kind of music are you going to be playing?
We're going to be doing movie themes, Broadway tunes, classical songs, a couple of rock songs, of course, and some gospel music.
Something there for everybody, I think.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
And then, you know, that's important in a concert like this. And will it be all guitar, or do you have some others with other instruments?
There will be others with other instruments. My family will be participating. It was kind of funny because at the church they said, now, your daughters are going to sing, right? I said, yes, but my oldest daughter, who's studying voice at ISU, won't be able to make it the original weekend that we had planned. And they said, oh, no, we need to reschedule.
She should feel really complimented by that you're not going to do it without her.
Yeah, so she'll be singing a couple tunes, Phantom of the Opera's Think of Me. And her voice is so inclined toward that style of music. And so that'll be a highlight of the evening. And then my youngest daughter, Nadia, has a very pop-styled voice, a very pretty, soft voice. And she'll be doing a movie theme from the movie Twilight, which is a big hit with a lot of people recently. And then I have some students that have a band of their own that'll be accompanying us as a band, and we'll do some gospel songs and a little Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. I got permission from the church.
Well, I think everybody's going to enjoy that variety of music. Now, you have a couple of other family members that you didn't mention. We need to mention them.
Yes, of course, my wife, Kathy, and she plays flute and will be playing piano. My youngest daughter, Nadia, who I mentioned before, plays French horn and will be doing Rondo by Mozart as well as singing a tune. My oldest son, Justin, is a trumpet player. He's a great singer, too, but he's been so busy singing with different things, he just wanted to play trumpet. I said, hey, that's great. So we're going to, at the end of the program, do a tune by Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea, which was a featured song in Disney's Finding Nemo movie. So Justin will be having a trumpet solo in that. And my youngest son, Lex, who also is a really, really good singer, opted not to sing, so we're not going to force him.
So what's he going to do?
He's
going to
sit there and smile.
Oh, okay. How about guitar? Does he play guitar?
You know, he has, and he's not currently doing that. He loves playing video games.
Hey, he's a kid.
That's right.
Yeah, and those kind of things kind of come and go. So family members play guitar?
No.
Interesting.
My oldest daughter, Michaela, did and was a really good guitar player, but she was playing so many instruments, we said, you need to focus, and one of those was her voice. So we let the guitar fall off to the wayside. so that she could pursue other things for college. And that paid off with scholarships, so that was a good decision.
So she's at Iowa State University?
Yes, she
studying
is.
Studying voice?
She is. Yes, she is. And she was one of 14 who were accepted into the music program this year. They only accepted 14 out of freshmen, sophomore, and juniors. And she made the cut, so we're real proud of her for that.
I wonder if she's had any interface with Simon Estes.
You know, she has met him and heard him sing, but I don't know that she's really gotten to know him.
Yeah, well, she may have that opportunity, but, you know, they're kind of different voices,
yeah.
voice styles there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but a very exciting kind of time. And all of your family being very musical in one way or another, so that's great. I know why the Patty Hannon concert wanted you to be the feature, because you're all very musical.
Well, it's a privilege to be able to play and do that.
And then you mentioned you have some friends, some students. You want to talk a little more about them? You mentioned the band.
I do.
Others.
I have two gentlemen, Josh Craig of Red Oak and Sam Hayes of Atlantic, who founded and is the leader of the band Hayes. And Josh had his own band, but now they're roommates at college studying music. So they're going to come back and be part of the band. I'm really looking forward to a tune we're going to do called Chinese Fire Drill. It's an impromptu blues jam. And, you know, Chinese Fire Drill, you jump out at the intersection and switch mm-hmm. car seats. Well, we're going to, in the middle of the song, switch instruments. And we're all going to play all the instruments. So
sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then I have George Cooper of Red Oak. He's a great rock player who's going off to study music at college, and therefore he's studying classical guitar. So we're going to do a classical tune together, a beautiful beautiful song by Terega called Lagrima Paz, and it's a classical guitar duet. And then I have Joe Peterson. He's a young upcoming guitarist from Elkhorn. He's a wonderful musician from a very musical family as well. And we're going to do Dust in the Wind by Kansas, a guitar duet. But it will feature him as the main guitarist, and I'll just kind of slide in, play the violin part, and then slide out.
Mm-hmm. Nice variety and a wide age range here included in all of this talent.
Yes, but, yeah. yeah.
We won't talk anything about the oldest person in the group.
Well,
in terms of age,
I think he's right here.
Yeah, I think so. But I think I get the feeling here that you guys need to be really satisfied with all of these young talents that come along and pass on and study music.
Oh yeah, I am. It's an honor to share God's gift of music and to be able to help them to reach their goals.
So often I think when we think about guitar, we think about, you know, the rock bands, or we just think about somebody sitting around at home playing the guitar, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But you've helped a number of young musicians move on to their next stage.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. When I first came to the area, I noticed that there wasn't a lot of that going on with guitar stringed typed instruments, and I wanted to help make that happen. Another thing I'm real proud of is that there weren't a lot of churches that had guitarists, and a lot of the churches had retiring pianists and organists and were having trouble finding musicians to take up those instruments. And I thought, you know, I could help these churches by providing guitarists. And so I've been really, really blessed and glad to help churches in the Southwest Iowa area. Mm-hmm. I like it when I get calls from pastors now, hey, do you have a guitarist? And that's really fun and exciting as well.
And you have many students here, but you also, of course, have students around the area. I understand you now have quite a group in Carroll.
I do, yes. I have a waiting list. If you'd like to get in Carroll, call now, and I'll get you in about 6 months. So that's been a great place to have another studio.
Yeah. The word's gotten around, I think, Guy, that you're there and you're giving good instruction. Well, let's again mention this Sunday, the Patty Hannon concert, where and when?
It's at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, Sunday, November 10th, and it begins at 2 p.m. It'll be an hour program with all different styles of music and variety for everybody.
And is there a fee for this?
It's absolutely free.
All right. I'm guessing there might even be some coffee and cookies after.
Oh, of course. It's in the church. There
yes,
has to be.
Yes, it says. And it's such a great social time then to visit about the music and see folks. So we want to thank you very much, Guy Summers, for coming to visit with us about the Patty Hannon concert this Sunday and for providing all this talent that we can be blessed to hear.
Well, thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought, and you may agree with part of it or all of it. Albert Schweitzer said there are two means of refuge from the miseries of life, music and cats.